This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday. It's gorgeous out the window. I'm looking at the from promotions. Hello, Danae. I don't know if she's in here right now, but
hi, Danae.
Just sent over all the fun information for next week. Wow, wow, wow. The Alice. We've got it going on over here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But what you need, though, is the Odyssey app. You need to make sure. We're doing a lot of contesting where just for listening to us on the Odyssey app, Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's free. Go get it at the Apple App Store or Google Play. Just for listening, you rack up enough time. Every time you, give us an hour during a day, you get a daily entry for a lot of these things. And there's some just great prizes that are headed your way. But right now, this one is with our contest line. You should know this number. It's 20357. Our contest line, 20357, is where you text special keywords to. And right now, we've got tickets for Halloween at Disney. Disneyland. You want to go? This hour's code word is sweets. S-W-E-E-T-S. Plural. Sweets. Take the word sweets. Text it to the contest line, 20357. You'll be in the running for a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. That word, once again, is sweets. Mm. Sweets. Sweets. Good luck, everybody. Mm-hmm. Good luck. Okay, let's start with... This is a good story because... It's so funny because I was just talking with a friend of mine about my 40th year anniversary, high school reunion is this year. And I've always said, don't, because I didn't peak in high school. I'm like, yeah, don't do that. You want to come back a hero at your 40th year reunion and not only be able to talk about the things that you did 40 years ago. So I loved this story because it's Lady Gaga basically given it to the people who dissed her in college. She was in college and some jealous classmates started a Facebook page called Stephanie Germanotta, You Will Never Be Famous. And it's up on TikTok right now. There's a thing where there's just a page from it. And it says that right there. That's the headline on it. And there's a picture of her and she's just, it's young Lady Gaga, a little brown hair and a nice smile. And you will never be famous. Obviously, they're eating some crow over the last few years here.
Yeah.
So a fan posted a picture of that page on TikTok and then a picture of Lady Gaga holding her Oscar. And it has like the long list of accolades, things that she's done and awards that she's won. Her Grammys, her Golden Globes, her VMAs, her People's Choice, her Guinness World Records, etc. And so some fan puts this up and Gaga saw the TikTok and said, Some people I went to college with made this way back when. This is why you can't give up when people doubt you or put you down. You got to keep going. Sometimes you're in a room with 100 people and 99 of them don't believe in you, but there's that one person who does.
She didn't say that.
No, but she has said that so many times that it keeps rolling. Every time I do a quote from her, I just roll it out of my mouth. So, but I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you'd like to take a look at it. And it is good. It's very much what you want to have your haters have to say, no, unless you prove me wrong.
Well, the sad part of that is that in reality, the odds are against anyone becoming wildly famous. So they maybe were not wrong in that. But then what did you have to be such
a negative creep
about it when that person has a dream?
That person's also a human being who you are pooping on.
What's wrong with having a dream and pursuing it? What is wrong with that? How's that hurting you? It hurts you because why? Because you don't have a dream or you aren't brave enough to pursue your dream? Mm. It's just, that is ugly.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad and ugly.
It is.
But then again, I hope that Gaga, you know, well, she did go on to great fame, but I hope she's not, you know,
she doesn't hold it against them or grind on it.
I hope she's not too into this revenge. I hope she's able to just say, people can be scumbags. Yep. Oh, well.
Well, what sucks about this, too, is like, you know, for every Stephanie Germanota, you're never going to be famous website, for every one of those that's up, there aren't that many people who do then become, can rub their noses in
it. That's what
later,
I mean. Yeah.
You know? So it's just a bunch of broken, hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations on leaving a trail of broken, hurt people in your wake. Be nice. You know what? Take a minute and be nice and do something nice and regret the mean things that you've done and don't do any more of them.
I will tell you something that is never gonna stick with you. Cheer for people.
Mm.
Root them on.
People's success doesn't diminish yours.
They're not in competition with you for that one part they're going after. There's nothing that you have to gain from beating someone down about their dreams. Cheer for them.
Right.
You know what it'll do? It'll actually make you feel better about yourself, that you can look at someone and say, I hope they do make it.
Right.
I hope it works out for Stephanie Germanotta, whoever that is.
Because I'm trying to pack my psyche with positivity.
It doesn't hurt you to cheer other people.
No. Oh, my God. Absolutely not. It's like, you know, I think that people are under the impression that they're somehow your emotions are limited. I don't know if I'm saying this the right way, but it's like love. You know, you can love so many people. You just have to, you know, maybe it's a muscle that you have to work out. Like, work on your capacity to cheer for other people and to feel good about other people's successes instead of feeling jealousy or insecurity or competitiveness. Just try it. Try to, like, pack your life with positivity.
I definitely don't mean you have to make a sign.
No.
You don't have to go out.
You definitely don't have to make a Facebook page saying, screw you.
Exactly. I mean, that's such an out-of-your-way move
meanness
to be a jerk, when in reality you can, under your own breath, go, I hope you make it, Stephanie.
Yeah.
And then that's all the energy you put into it. I hope it goes well for you.
Yeah. Looks like you're working real hard.
Try that out there, especially if you're a young person, because I've noticed that seems to be harder on young people do feel like, well, if they make it, then they just took my
right. Less room for me.
There's room.
Yeah.
It's a big world.
There is.
You'll be okay.
It is true. I really feel like it is part of working out how you deal with and feel about things when you're a kid. Like, there's a lot of fear. I want everyone to like me. And if I'm embarrassed about this one thing, so I point it out in other people. Like, it's a whole thing, and it does, and some people get crushed by it. And other people just walk on people's heads to get up. And it's just, I don't know what it is in us, but it does feel like you probably that person who put that website up looks back on it and goes, wow, I was a tool. I was a mean girl. A mean girl is not something to aspire to.
Mm-hmm.
And popular people means everybody likes you, not everyone's afraid of you, or you're dominating this, you know, you're there with your girl pack, like being mean to other people. It's just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next up. Zach Bryan. Is Zach Bryan the one?
He's the one.
He's the one. Okay. Everybody loves Zach Bryan. I'm going to go to his show and I'm going to cry.
He's an unlikely star based on the photo I saw. I haven't listened to his music enough, but yes, that is a Violet McCutcheon quote. When I get to his show, I'm going to start crying.
And you
I
said was somebody like, else's daughter's like fully why? In this guy.
One of my other friends already took his daughter to see Zach Bryan at Oracle in Oakland. And he was like, yeah, she cried. And I went, oh, okay, this guy. I'll have to check him out. I do have an easy crier inside me now.
Mm. See if you start crying at the Zach Bryan show.
This year, if and out Inside Out 2 undid me at the theater. Undid me. I actually
did you have some napkins, I hope?
The new movie... it's not Bad Robot. What is the new robot movie that's coming out any minute? And it's animated.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I can't think of the name, but anyway.
Robot movie that's coming out? Is it a Pixar thing?
No, it's specifically a dream.
Robot Dreams. No.
Can't no. Be. What is robot it? Dream? No, I'm thinking of Dream Force, which by the way is coming for you next week.
The Wild Robot.
That.
Okay.
That
I'll looks. I'm going to put this trailer up. I did see this. I saw a thing.
Does that
for
come
this.
Out today?
No. Hold on a second.
I told my wife, you and the kids should go see this, but I'm not going.
In theaters, September 27th.
Okay.
Okay, I'm putting this up. I have seen an ad for this on TV, and it does look incredibly good.
I read, the review I read was, this is their best movie. What's the name of that?
DreamWorks.
Okay. Jesus. The reviewer said, this is DreamWorks' best animated movie they've ever made.
But they made Shrek. How can this be the best?
They're saying it's the best movie DreamWorks has ever made. And I was like, yeah, I can see that's going to make me cry. I'm not going to see that in public.
Okay, I captioned it, the movie about robots we were talking about. And okay. I'm posting that up right now. Click.
Wow.
See how it's so easy.
You're on the air, even. Do it all the time. You are a real talent.
God, amazing. Thank you. Thank you for noticing. I'm trying really hard over here, as you may have noticed. okay, Zach Bryan. How did we get all the way to the robot movie from Zach Bryan? I have no idea, but we did. And we're back. Zach Bryan. Late on Tuesday night, Zach Bryan posted this line. Pop up at Ray's Bar at 11:30. The end.
Okay.
The problem was, I mean, maybe you can see the problem. Ray's Bar where? Ray's Bar where?
You know.
Well, every state has a Ray's Bar. Actually, some states have many Ray's Bars.
I have to believe the people in the know are the ones in Nashville who went, he's always at Ray's Bar, so that's where he is.
Yeah, not in Nashville.
Where is it?
It's in New York City.
Oh.
Random place in New York City. But it's funny because you know how when things are trending and people are searching for things, like Ray's Bar was all of a sudden the most searched thing in the whole wide world. Pop up at Ray's Bar at 11:30. Problem was nobody knew which Ray's Bar or even what state it was in. So fans were Googling any nearby Ray's Bar, just hoping and going. All the Ray's Bars suddenly had a ton of people descending on them.
Way to go, Zach Bryan.
And so everyone struck out, except if you were the lucky few to find Zach Bryan at Ray's Bar in New York City. They don't give me an address here. But the bar was surprised. Packed. It's not a big place. So those that were in attendance were like the six old dudes who were sitting at the bar already. And then the 100 people who packed in and then the people who were out on the street. So an incredibly intimate show. Zach had just his guitar, a backwards trucker hat, and he was seated on a bench, jammed out. He played a wide variety of his songs, none of which I know, 28, Burn, 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 and got the whole bar to sing along to Revival.
All right.
The best part is, after the pop-up show, he stayed.
Oh, and drank with everybody.
He hung around the bar, shot some pool, had some snacks. They had a good old time. Chances are, I just can't even imagine most people staying afterwards. Any star, you'd be like, no, I gotta go. I popped up and now I'm popping out.
New York City.
Yeah. Stayed around, hung out.
I wonder if maybe he just did shows in the area.
He must have, right?
And that's why he figured.
A Tuesday night, too. He might have just had a night off.
Yeah.
And maybe he had a friend who was like, well, why don't you know, this corner place.
Or
Tuesday
he's
night.
Alone and went, I got nothing better to do. I might as well go, you know, drum up some biz
Pop
for my friends.
Up at Ray's Bar at 11:30. And maybe he just, you know, has a soft spot for Ray's.
Well, what I would say, while you may not like his music, and I can't name you a song either, those fans got a really special experience.
They'll always be fans.
That's a special.
And then he hung out with them afterward.
Yeah, that's a special thing. That's actually
glasses,
really cool.
Pool. Okay. Jack Antonoff apparently cannot stand Katy Perry. People are freaking out at the VMAs the other night. And listen, lots and lots and lots of musicians wear ear plugs on the regular. They just, they do. They're protecting their hearing. Maybe they're already noticing problems. You know, I assume that if you're sitting in the audience at the VMA, there are big live. I get that it's all sort of dialed for TV, but it is a live show. I'm assuming there's a PA and some volume and, you know, it's loud, I'm sure. But the fact is that Jack Antonoff specifically shoved ear plugs in his ears as Katy Perry was walking onto the stage, and then he took him out afterward.
Oh.
And
was he asked about it?
People are wondering.
Okay.
He hasn't. There are two camps. That is not disrespectful. He's a musician and he needs to protect his hearing. That is not disrespectful. He's just a musician. He's just trying to protect his. So he hasn't said anything about it. But they do say that there was an incident 7 years ago. They call it the infamous banana drama.
Hmm.
Where he, and there's, I'm looking at some pictures of this too. He specifically was, she got on stage at some other thing 7 years ago, and he pulls out a banana, starts eating it and looking away from the stage as he's eating this banana. And everyone was like, what's going on here? So apparently he was the producer on, you know, that song Bad Blood. And I think he was, you know, he's done a ton of work with Taylor Swift. And for a while there, she apparently had some kind of beef with Katy Perry.
Oh, so he's not letting the beef go.
He's not letting it go because Katy and Taylor have kind of made up. They did that other video together. I can't think of the name of the song. You need to calm down. Isn't she in that? She's like a hamburger and one of them's fries and one of them's a hamburger.
I don't know. No, I haven't seen that.
And they're all right. But yeah, this Jack Antonoff, he's just like, I think I'm going to keep this going. Gets me a little play.
Well, look, I think that we all get to like who we want. We all should be allowed to not like who we want. I think hate's way too strong. But there are certainly musicians and artists out there that I've never pressed play on. That doesn't mean I hate them.
Right.
It just means I don't want to listen to them.
I'm not interested.
I got other stuff I like.
Right.
And there may be stuff I love that you would go,
Give me my earbuds.
That is a racket. What is that? And
I
would go, you don't understand metal, man. Right. I'm sorry.
Here's a book to read and four CDs to listen to. Come back and we'll talk about it. All right, Vinny, what you got coming up?
Nerd alert!
Nerd alert!
Nerd!
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alert!
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. This part of the show is brought to you by that Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You ever hear about that? It's pretty good. Here's some of the things we talked about on today's show. You can find on our Facebook page. Lady Gaga throwing it back at the haters. This weekend's Emmy nominations, a zillion trailers, including the one for the robot movie we were just talking about.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special.
Oh.
Just a reminder to get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special. 6 to 10 a.m., the best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice.
Sweet.
Here's what's happening. Sunny and in the 70s, most places, the highs might be as high as mid-80s. So, you know who you are.
Right.
I need to mention this. This is breaking news. A bomb threat at a North Bay High School district Friday morning prompted officials to close all campuses.
Oh.
Mill Valley police were on the campus there investigating the threat. All students in the district were asked to stay home or return home if they were already in transit.
Mm.
So if you drop your kid off at school in the...
Anywhere in the Marin School District?
It
looks like they blanketed it.
Tamil Pius Union High School District confirmed a threat at Tam High in Mill Valley. They're not mentioning the other schools by name, though, so look into this. You may need to go back to school and pick up your kid if the kid's far from...
And if, by the way, your kid hasn't been able to get a hold of you, you know, congratulations on being one of those parents who didn't give their kid a phone. That's amazing. Mm. How did you do it?
Weirdly... And I think they had the wrong number. I don't know. But my daughter goes, basketball practice ended early. And I asked them to call you. And I said, yeah. And she said, and you didn't come. And I went, I don't have a call from anyone at all.
Yeah, nobody called
me. Not from your mom, not from you, not from the school, not from my friends. This thing didn't ring.
Yeah.
I'm showing it to you. Here's the... I don't know if that's just a wrong number or sometimes phone calls don't register.
They registered. Did you make her tell you your number?
Yeah, and she had it.
Huh. So somebody wrote it down wrong or dialed it wrong?
Yeah, I don't know what they must have done, but I definitely didn't get the call.
Hmm.
That can happen.
Well, did the person who supposedly made the call say, oh, I left a message? Because you don't have a place to leave a message.
No, I do now.
Oh.
Yeah, you make decisions about me from 15 years ago and just hold them. There's a message machine there. No, there's a message machine there.
All right.
And I'm a great driver.
Okay. Wow. And you're a little defensive.
Yes. Nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
Here's a couple science stories for you. SpaceX pulled off the first all-civilian spacewalk yesterday.
All civilians?
It was less of a walk, they say, and more of a stick your head out the car window type of thing. But
still,
the footage is wild. Two of the four astronauts ventured outside the ship. Billionaire mission commander Jared Isaacman was first, then SpaceX engineer Sarah Gillis. They each spent about 10 minutes outside.
In some kind of spacesuit.
They had helmet cams on, and they say the view was really cool. Jared stuck his head out and had his Neil Armstrong moment saying, back home, we have a lot of work to do. But from here, it sure looks like a perfect world.
Mm.
Must have been incredible.
Must have been. God, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. In other space news, China wants a moon base by 2035, and Elon hopes to land on Mars by 2026.
But 2026? You better get going.
2026.
It takes years to get there. Good. Yay!
That's your boy right there.
Well, I like that there's a little race going on, too, because that just, you know, then people get motivated to win. Winning! Duh!
Very strange. Real quick, we all have a postman or a postwoman.
We do.
Everybody gets their mail delivered.
Yeah.
UPS's long-awaited new mail trucks are making their debut, and the carriers love them. I have a soft spot for people who do that kind of work where I feel like they're doing things on my behalf. I know they're paid.
Of course.
But I always say hi to my mail person. I always offer some water.
It's a service that comes to your house.
Yeah. Hopefully these new cars are great for them. I'd love to see them be happier. And, you know, you hear that term, you know the term. It's old term, going postal.
Oh, yes, yeah.
It's not really appropriate,
right.
I don't think, but it is a term.
One
and it
guy
is a thing.
With a gun. I don't know. Everyone's going postal.
But the new delivery vehicles, they say, aren't going to win
UPS
a beauty.
This is for UPS or UPSP?
This is for our post
United
office.
United States Postal yes. Service, USPS. Okay, I thought you were saying UPS.
You can tell the designers didn't have appearance in mind, but the new postal service vehicles are making the drivers very happy.
Okay, what's different?
There's nothing.
About them?
They're just getting new rides, and you'll see them out and about here very soon.
Oh,
so.
I can't wait! They have a whole fleet of them. You know, I drive by the backside of a post office in Mill Valley sometimes, and you can see I didn't realize how many vehicles they have, and so it'll be interesting to see what these new vehicles look like.
They say some of the old vehicles they've been driving have been on the road since '87.
Oh,
I don't believe that. That doesn't make any
that
sense.
Seems very old.
Then again, you know, you do
just
try
keep
to keep things.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to spend money on that.
Oh, I just real quick to mention again that that's Friday the 13th. If you give two craps, maybe you don't.
And if you do, here's a reminder. Bad things could happen today because it's Friday the 13th.
The fire department in Washington State, a fire department in Washington State just got its own therapy dog. It's called a Bernedoodle.
A Bernedoodle
named Amani. That's a Bernese poodle mix. The reason I'm doing, remember we were talking about words that you hear, but you don't really see spelt and then you see it. I always thought it was Burmese with an M.
Yeah, because it is
Burmese mountain dog.
Yeah.
No, this says Bernese, N.
All right.
Maybe there's two different ones.
Yeah, maybe. I'm going to look that up because I thought Burmese.
Me too.
Bernese. No, Burmese. No, hold on.
Bernese Mountain Dog.
Bernese Mountain. Those big dogs that look like the kind of beagle-y markings, but gigantic.
Yeah, there's two that live next to me.
Bernese.
With
an
N.
Like Bernice.
Yep.
Wow!
They say Amani, the Bernese poodle mix, has already brought a sense of calm to the firehouse, and they feel he's going to have a very positive influence going forward.
Well,
yeah, that's why I did it.
Blown my nose.
Blow your nose.
I blew my nose. That's crazy. I'd have died on that hill.
Well,
you know?
Don't.
Like, oh, no, it's Burmese. Everyone knows that. Even, you know what's funny? The first three results are Burmese.
It's not.
And then suddenly, nope.
It's an N.
Then
Burmese.
There's like, hey, dummies, down here. Look down here.
Burnapoo.
A Burnapoo.
Well, I don't think it's said that way. Burnadoodle.
Burnadoodle. That's right. The doodle thing.
Right. Around a year ago, a woman in Toronto was devastated.
Oh, no. Another Canadian story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A painting went missing from her wall.
Oh.
Her son threw a party.
Yeah.
And one of his drunken friends walked off with this painting.
Well, that's a good painting, eh? I'm taking that with me.
Then they got tired of carrying it and left it on the street and it vanished.
Oh, no. Oh, geez.
It's apparently not worth much. But it was purchased in France by the woman's mom, who now has dementia. So there's a ton of sentimental value to it. And then some drunken, derelict kid thought, you know what'll be funny? I am bummed. I've done that before. Not a painting, but I've taken little trinkets off a shelf.
When at high school parties.
I don't even remember. These are things. This is why I had to quit drinking, is because I don't remember stuff. But I would get to my leather jacket the next day and pull out a cow trinket and be like,
why would I have a cow statue in my, I must have stolen this from that house I was at last night.
Who in their right mind grabs this off a shelf?
Right mind being the operative phrase there.
But no memory, just
Delvis. Okay, in my pocket.
I'd like to believe that this young person didn't mean to be a total jerk, but they were.
Yeah, that sucks. So anyway, now the thing is just gone. Somebody was like, oh my God, a beautiful French paint thing.
She figured she'd never see it again. But each year on the anniversary of its theft, she posts a photo on Facebook to see if anyone's seen it.
Oh.
And this year, random people started sharing her post. And then a woman got in touch 4 hours later and showed up at her door to give it back.
How long ago has this been going on?
Let me see where the original. Around a year ago, a woman in Toronto was devastated.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. So how is she posting it? Well, whatever.
Well, maybe now it's 1 year later she goes to post it and it shows back up.
Well, then for the first time she posts the picture.
All right.
And it all comes back to her. Great news.
That is great.
It is. You know, I mean.
Right. A sentimental value is still a value.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And especially if he's anything like I was, which was, I don't even know why I got this.
Right. I left it on my side of the road. Oh, you're saying it's gone from there? It's,
I'm sure I was doing some drunken meet my new friend. You know, any dumb thing that you can think of, I'm sure I was up to with that.
Messy, have some beers. So, I don't want to waste any. I'll lick it off your little cow face.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say.
Okay.
Hey, Vin, a lot of buildings don't have a 13th floor.
That is true.
Does this one?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think most high-rises don't. So we, well, it wouldn't affect us because we're below that. We're the 10th floor.
My burners, with an N, are 120 pounds and 108 pounds. Damn, Nikki in San Diego listening on Odyssey on my kitchen bitch. Oh, listening to Odyssey on my kitchen bitch.
That is remarkably large. Those are huge dogs. They are so, they're gorgeous. They just look like, if they'd been freshly bathed, you just want to like be like, come on, let's go, we're gonna take a nap together.
Oh, they're very, very, very beautiful. Like I said, I lived next door to two giant ones.
How much of those ones weigh, do you know?
No idea.
You should ask. I'm sure they get weighed at the vet all the time, right? So they would know an approximate amount.
They probably would. Yeah.
How much does Ripley weigh? Is she a medium-sized dog?
I would say she's medium-sized. She's not muscled up, but she's big. She's bigger than I would have wanted because she's on the couch.
Ah, takes up the whole couch.
On the couch. She's a counter surfer.
Oh, those little.
I just got the butter and ate it all.
Well, you got to keep the butter back a little bit.
Well, that's right. Mm. But kids don't always do that, do they?
Right, because they're also very small. So they reach up, pull it towards them.
510 says, wait a minute. So is it a Burmese python or a Bernese python?
Let's look. You know what? Solid question. I'm going to type it in. Bernese python. It is a Burmese
with an M.
Python.
Okay.
So where's Berna?
Bernese come from a town of Bern in Switzerland.
Oh.
Nathan in Corte Madera.
Bernese. B-E-R-N. That's so funny. You know what? You learn something new every day. So yeah, B-U, armies, and B-E, Arnies. Burn.
Wow. 415 says, Dad was a mailman for years, immigrated to the U.S., and it helped him come out of his shell. It's hard work, and his knees eventually gave out. Thank goodness for their retirement plan.
Mm.
Their retirement plans are important.
Yep, they are.
Let's see here. If the planets are aligned for a minimum distance, it takes 9 months to travel to Mars.
Oh.
I don't know what 415 knows.
Yeah, that's, well, that's.
But they
I
might
guess
know.
They would probably aim for whenever the closest crossing would be, right? I mean, that you'd want to save gas.
I leave all that stuff to Elon. I don't worry about it at all. That's his job. My job is to make sure my kids are okay.
Yeah.
Pay my taxes right on time.
Make me laugh all morning.
Right. Yeah. Vinny, the Wild Robot books are so great. I think you would dig them. Oh, I think you would dig reading them with your kids.
Oh, are they little kid books?
The movie looks great. Nicole, listening on Odyssey in Orinda.
Oh, you guys are really... Our listeners are great. You say, hey, tell us where you're from, what your name is, and how you're listening. And they do it. You guys are amazing.
415 says, better than Shrek. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The review. The review says,
I mean, Shrek their best is that, all time.
The review says it's their best movie yet.
In the morning, I'm making waffles.
510 says, Zach Bryan with Casey Musgraves. I remember. Makes me tear up every time. Jessica, San Mateo, the app.
There you go. Oh, thank you. That's all we need to hear. The app. The Odyssey app. Odyssey.
If you want to cry, listen to Zach Bryan's song, Burn, Burn, Burn.
No, thanks. I don't want to cry.
Yeah, I don't want to cry either. I'm really trying not to cry.
He played that pop-up show, Vinny. That was one of the ones they listed. And he was like, hey, I'm playing at Ray's Bar in a half hour. Everyone went, wait, where? What is that?
That's neat.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't forget that the Niners play on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Go Niners.
Yeah.
They're in Minnesota.
Our Saturday morning special tomorrow morning.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, don't forget about that.
Don't forget Juwan's birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Juwan. Juwan!
Running his fever right now. And don't forget that Halloween at Disney continues after this week. And we have so much cool stuff to do on the air next week. It's going to be amazing. So we'll meet you back here. Have a great weekend. Keep it on, Alice, all the live long day. And we'll see you back here on Wednesday.
You.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.